Blog Talk Radio.
Life, around the world, not just in the United States, but around the world. And so tonight we are going to highlight the input and the contribution Kent Inventors have created and given to the world. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back for in a second. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
This is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselInDistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
Everybody always wants to know, what did my ancestors do? What did my ancestors contribute? Because in a way that's saying, I am an important person by heritage. But when that heritage isn't known, then obviously a huge portion of your self-image goes down the drain. And that's why it's so important, I believe, you know, to take that young 6-year-old boy by the hand and walk down the street and give them a Black History lesson and point to his shoes and say it was Jan Mansleger, a black man who invented the automatic shoe lasting machine. And he steps on that clean street and you tell him it was Charles Brooks, a black man who invented the street sweeper, those machines with the big brushes. And down that street comes one of those big refrigerated tractor trailer trucks, and you tell him it was Frederick Jones, a black man who invented the refrigeration system for trucks later adopted for airplanes, boats, and trains. And it comes to a stop at the red light and you tell him it was Garrett Morgan, a black man who invented the traffic signal. And you can tell how he also invented the gas mask that saved lots of lives during the war. And while you're talking about the war, Henrietta Bradbury, a black woman who invented the underwater cannon, made it possible to launch torpedoes from submarines. And while you're talking about black women, you can talk about Madam C.J. Walker, a black woman who invented cosmetic products for women of dark complexion, was the first woman of any nationality in the United States to become a millionaire on her own efforts. And you'll walk past the hospital, you can talk about Charles Drew and his contributions to blood banking, the understanding of blood plasma, Daniel Hale Williams, the first successful open-heart surgery in the world, and an operative mortality rate of only 1.5%. You can talk about Louis Latimer, who was the right-hand man of Thomas Edison, a black man, who came up with the filament that made the light bulb work for more than 2 or 3 days, who invented the electric lamp, who did pioneering work in incandescent and fluorescent lighting, who diagrammed the telephone for Alexander Graham Bell, tremendous inventor in his own right. Almost no one knows of him. You can walk across the railroad tracks and talk about Andrew Beard, the automatic railroad car coupler, which spurred on the Industrial Revolution, or Elijah McCoy, automatic lubrication system for locomotive engines. And he had so many great inventions, people would say, is that a McCoy? Is that the real McCoy? Which is where the term comes from. One of the greatest inventors in the history of man. And people don't know that he was a black man. And, you know, that's how you remedy the situation.
I am a important person by heritage. That statement right there is what makes us stand up. Every young person out there in this world, every young African-American kid in the country, to stand up to school tomorrow and go, I am an important person by heritage, because you have a lot to be proud of. You're not getting it at your schools. That's why it's important. Elders. It is important for us parents. It is important for us uncles. It is important for us aunts. It is important for us big brothers, little brothers. It is important for us cousins to all share this knowledge through our community, because this information is not being taught in our school systems. I am an important person by heritage. That's right. African Americans, my people, my community, you guys have to understand. Most of the things that people take for granted in today's world, in today's society, most of the things that people use, you know, today were invented by African-American inventors. And the crazy part about it, you would never hear about them. You always hear about the Thomas Jeffersons of the world and all these other people, but you never realize, they never tell you the story, the real story behind most of these inventions. And most of the modern-day inventions and the inventions of the past were from African-Americans. Isn't that crazy? That's so crazy. And I'm going to give you something that's crazy. Tonight's show is going to debunk any belief for anybody out there who calls themselves being a racist. Yes, I brought up racism already in tonight's show, because this is the whole fact is like this. Anybody out there who want to be racist or whatever, next time you get on a subway train, get your ass off the train, because the third rail of the subway train was invented by a black man. Okay. The next time you pick up your cell phone to make a telephone call, yes, believe it was invented by a black man. Okay. Next time you go off into any military facility, or if you are a police officer or you are on any type of police force, and you put on a gas mask to fight against chemical weapons or any type of chemical agent, or if you work for a fire department and you call yourself a racist, quit your job. Because if it wasn't for a black man, you would be dead. Because why? The gas mask. mask was invented by a black man. That history lesson that I just gave, that I just played that clip, history lesson. And that's a great idea. Take your kids, take your nieces, your nephews, or whatever, and just walk around and point out to them the different inventions that's around us today that we use on a daily basis that were invented by an African American. If you don't know what these inventions are, take the time to Google them. But guess what? That's why I'm here tonight, to teach my people the real history of the inventions that was created by African Americans here in this country. But what we're going to do is start off right now with the thing that everybody loves. Change the world. You never hear about it. You have never seen a report on TV. You have never seen a movie made. You haven't seen the books or whatever. But did you guys know that the digital cell phone service was created by a black man by the name of Jesse Russell, a graduate from a traditionally black college? Of course you did. And most of the people out there did. There's probably a few of my listeners who have heard of Jesse Russell, but most of them have not. And this is the crazy part. When you tell them to go to college, everybody like, don't go to a black university. Go to like one of these big-name colleges like Purdue and IU and George Tech. This brother right here went to a black college. He went to Tennessee State. So right now, look at your cell phone and give thanks to Mr. Jesse Russell, who had the innovation and the gift from the Almighty Creator to come up with the thought pattern and the technology of the cell phone. So I have to play you guys this clip. This is an 8-minute clip, but I have to play this clip for you guys. This is actually Mr. Russell talking to you guys right now from a great interview that he did, talking about how he created the digital cell phone industry, sitting in a room full of all white executives at AT&T, you know what I'm saying? And he straight debunked all the stuff that says that, you know, African Americans are not smart enough to think outside the box. Mr. Jesse Russell.
To provide a well-prepared science, technology, engineering, and math workforce. Today we spotlight Jesse Russell, whose innovations in digital signal processing led to the modern cell phone that changed the world. The cell phone has revolutionized how we connect to our world. It has created a paradigm shift in how society communicates. Cell phones have become indispensable for businesses, families, and individuals. Its usage has gone up from 34 million to over 204 million in the last 10 years. Few of us can imagine life without our cell phone. But all of this would not have happened without the remarkable advances in wireless technology made by pioneers such as Jesse Russell, an internationally known inventor who graduated from Tennessee State.
The beauty of historical black colleges for me, you're just talking to me personally at a personal level, is that what they did for me, they gave me the nurturing and the freedom to challenge. They didn't shut me down. They pushed, and the teachers were more nurturing, or the professors were more nurturing, right? And what they did was they gave you a chance to express who you really were. If you're sitting in an SBCU and say, as I did in 1972, when I said, well, I want to look at Bell Laboratories, right? I ended up at Bell Laboratories, and in 1980, I was selected as one of the most outstanding engineers in America under the age of 32. Coming from a very poor environment, single family, 10 brothers and sisters, at least 9 brothers and sisters, right, out of Nashville, Tennessee. I never forget once I won that award I was telling you about earlier, I didn't know anything about cellular radio. Never heard of it. It was in our organization. So right after they broke up the Bell system, the technology that nobody wanted was the cellular radio system. You know, and that they had tried to send it to the telephone companies, right? And then they sent it back to AT&T, right? So we had this sort of displaced group of people, right? I never forget the day my my boss, his name was Jess Trenick, he said to me, Jess, I know you don't want this job, right, to hit the cellular radio group, but I believe that the future of communications will be deeply rooted around this concept of cellular radio. Now, never will forget the first day I was on the job. I called the meeting of all the managers, and so they were all white. I was the only black guy. And I was saying, well, what's the problem, right? Why? Because they were losing so much money. It was pathetic. They were just losing money like you wouldn't believe. You know, they said, the problem is that we can only make money when people are in the cars and the phone rings and they answer. If they don't answer, it goes, I said, most of the time people are not in the cars, right? And so what I said was, well, that seems like an easy problem to solve, right? Why don't we just take the phone out of the car and just put it on the people? And I said, I guarantee you, if you put the phone on the people, I was thinking about just making money, right? So I said, I guarantee you, if you put the phone on the people, when it rains, they'll grab the phone. And I said, every time they grab the phone, we'll make a dollar, right? You tell the brother coming from the street, right? And stuff, right? So I said, every time, man, we'll make a dollar, man. And I said that we could turn the business around. At the time, I didn't know that the phones looked like the ones and they had these big body, you know? I said, yeah, I look like your body, right? And so they were very nice, and they just say, look, it was kind of stupid for you to think that we could actually put these kind of phones on people, right? So they said, no, the problem is there are more people than there are cars, and we had designed this for cars, and so there's not enough spectrum to allow us to put that many people. That's why you can't do that, right? And I said, oh, that's what your problem is. But they didn't know I was probably one of the leading authorities in digital signal processing. Because that's how I'd gotten the award before, but they didn't know that, right? So what I said was, that's a simple problem to solve. What we'll do is that we'll completely digitize the speech, we'll substantially reduce the amount of bandwidth required on a per-user basis. And I described to them how you could do that, by what modulation schemes you would use and so forth. But I said, if you do the math on that, I can show you how to do that, that you can get four times the number of people in the same amount of spectrum. And it took us from like 1984 to 88, and we built the first digital cellular system any place in the world. And we took that business from like about $100 million business to $5 billion, simply because I had so much self-confidence, right, that I was able to challenge the status quo in the midst of all the stereotypes about African-Americans, in the midst of an all-white group, that I had enough self-confidence to say what I believed, right, that could be done.
Mr. Russell's innovations have continued with his own company, Inc. Networks, and is developing telecommunications for the future.
So in the future, people were not just making voice calls or doing text messaging or data. They actually will be doing video calls like this as they walk around, not just between two people, but between groups of people. So you have a situation now in the cellular communications industry where the devices, from an innovation point of view, is outstripping the innovations in the network. Right. I mean, so you could build the fanciest device you want here, but there's no network to talk to it that can deliver the bandwidth that's needed to do these very fancy things that they talk about with iPhones and iPads, right? Then you have a very limited thing. But if you want more bandwidth on this device, then it's better to put the radio transmitters inside the building. And once you do that, you now can build a very broadband signal going up as well as coming down. Now you change the whole tenor of how you design cellular systems. And that's basically what we did.
I used to go out in Black History Month when I was at Bell Labs, right, speaking to young kids, 6th, 7th, 8th grade kids, right? One of the most touching things that I ever experienced, I was speaking to a 6th grader. She says to me, are you a real inventor? And I said, yeah, I'm an inventor. And I said, I talked about cell phones and I invented cell phones. She says that. Well, I thought all black inventors were dead. I think one of the greatest stories ever been told is the contribution of black Americans in the 60s and the 70s and the contributions that they've made in technology.
to be able to teach young people that the sciences, engineering, and mathematics are the foundation of our society. The satisfaction that you get when you look back, like today, when I see how many people can use cellular telephone systems, and many people talk to me all the time, and say, well, I didn't know that it was a black guy that invented digital cellular communication.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Come on, people. Did you hear that? Mr. Jesse Russell. They can't deny us. That's what I'm talking about. They can't deny us. But all this digital cell phone, Sprint, Verizon, the iPhone, they come up these Razor, these Droids, and all this stuff, but no one ever mentions Mr. Jesse Russell's name. This man is the pioneer of digital cell phone technology. And he's still in the game. He's still handling it right now to today. Right now, he's also part of the leading providers of the technology behind 4G, baby. Yes, you guys know what 4G is, yes. 4G broadband wireless communication technology. A brother, a black man, company owned by a black man. He is the chief executive officer for, well, he's not the owner, but he's the CEO of Inc. Networks and Geyser Radio. This is why I created Geyser Radio, so we can get this information out to our people. This is the reason why I created Geyser, our social network, so we can get this information out to our people. We are moving our people forward. The whole Geyser team is moving people forward. Okay, check this out, you guys. I'm going to tell you guys another name, see if you guys know who this person is. Dr. Shirley Jackson. Anybody know who Dr. Shirley Jackson is? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know who she was until yesterday. And this is the crazy part. Are you guys familiar with caller ID service? Caller ID was invented by an African-American woman. Her name is Dr. Shirley Jackson. That's right. I'm sorry to be the deliverer of this news for everybody out there who hates against our community. But these are the type of people that we create, innovative minds. So there's no one out there that can deny you or deny us what is meant for us to have in this world. Okay? It's over, people. It's over. It's over for anybody out there from my community to say that you did not know. It's over, people, for anybody in my community to say that you can't do it and you can't achieve anything you want in this world. It's over because guess what? I'm giving you guys information now, and like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. So take all this information, all this knowledge that we're giving you here at Geyser and YazzaRadio.com, and use this information and knowledge to be the next Dr. Shirley Jackson or be the next Jesse Russell. Okay? Also, just for the record, if you guys still aren't sure, Dr. Shirley Jackson also was a part of inventing the portable fax machine. Oh, and she also invented call waiting also. She was on both those teams to create call ID, call waiting, and, one other big thing, too, that I forgot about Dr. Shirley Franklin. Oh, not Dr. Shirley, Dr. Shirley Jackson. Touch tone telephones. Any of you guys out there who are over 35 years old, you remember the rotary telephones where you had to tick, 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 and you try to make a phone call, go tick, 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 and the phone would just tick, 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 tick. But guess what? Thanks to a sister, you guys got touch tone telephone. The telephone that we use today, a sister. Guess what else she was a part of inventing? Fiber optic cabling used to provide clarity of overseas telephone calls, a sister, Dr. Shirley Jackson. We have a brother who created, you know, the digital cell phone service, Mr. Jesse Russell. This is what I'm talking about. So that's why we don't have time to entertain the people who do not support African Americans in this country. At the same time, we're moving our people forward, so that's also, we don't have time for us to sit around anymore and act like the big powerhouses like these two that I just mentioned. But guess what? I'm going to take you guys way back in time tonight because I want to start with the future and let you guys know where we are right now and the direction that we're going, okay? Because when it comes to our history, only thing they always talk about is us and slavery, and that's BS. It's more to us. It's a freaking fracking slavery. And I get sick and tired of these so-called educators in this country when it comes to Black History Month. All thing we want to talk about is freaking fracking slavery. I almost slipped and said another cuss word. That's why I'm saying freaking fracking. Well, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back in a second.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselInDistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2└. 2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? This your man Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YISERRadio.com. Today, February 16, 2014, live broadcast, live show right now as we speak. Sorry about that, putting my voice online. I'm actually broadcasting live from Somerset, Kentucky. Okay, tonight we are moving forward with our black history, our real black history. Tonight we are talking about the black, if it wasn't for the black adventures, there's a lot of things that was going on and that's going on in today's world that we use every day without even considering where it came from, who the inventor was. Most of them are African-American adventures. Two quick side notes. I got a happy side note, and I got a sad side note. The first one, I got to go ahead and tackle the 800-pound gorilla in the room and get it over with. The verdict came in last night. The verdict came in last night from the Jordan Davis trial. Michael Dunn, Mr. Michael Dunn, yes, his punk ass is going to prison for life, but it's still justice was not served. So, well, let me rephrase that. Justice was served partially because he got convicted of the attempted murder of the other three young brothers who was in the car. But he did not get convicted on the killing of young Jordan Davis. They didn't get it right, people. They didn't get it right. So we talked about what we need to do. It's time for us to get our stuff together so we can quit these injustices of our African-American young youth. They got to stop killing our kids, people. But we start off, it got to start off at home. And I'm not talking about going out and committing a violent act. For starters, we got to start giving them the ammo so they can't go in court and claim that I'm the scared white person from the thugs and the gangsters. We know how to act, so we got to change it. Time to move forward. But we're going to talk about that on, that's another topic on another day on another show. Okay, my happy side note that I have to talk about real quick. Tonight is All-Star Weekend, and I got to give much big ups to Pharrell. Pharrell is blowing up. He is holding it down. His brother has come a long way from Virginia. He's always been a man, a good producer, but now he has, like, taken over the scene for real, and he's getting his credit. So I got to get much love and respect to Pharrell. If you guys watch the pregame show, Pharrell's, like, doing a whole concert with that crazy hat on that he has right now. But I got to get much respect that tonight, my prediction, I'm an East Coast kid. I'm an East Coast cat. So I'm going for the East, even though there's a lot of players on the West Coast that I like on the West team, but I have to roll with my East Coast players. Okay, let's get back to tonight's show. We are talking about the African-American inventors because there's a lot of things that's around us that you guys didn't realize was invented by African-Americans. So let's have another little quick history lesson. If you guys don't know what the patent is, this is what the patent is. Sometimes you come up with a great idea, an invention, okay? Well, you have to go to the United States Patent Office and file the paperwork and design of your creation so you can get proof and record that you are the creator and the actual owner of that product that you invented, okay? But like always in this country, when it comes to African Americans, you know, we always have to have that extra struggle to get credit for what we do in this country. It's always been like that, and it's still like that today. That's why I know when I was growing up, and I teach my kids this, I teach my nieces and nephews this all the time, do not strive to be average or just good. You have to strive for greatness. You have to, you know what, if somebody wants you to do something and they're paying you for it, do it four times better. Blow their socks off so they could be, you know, willing to use your services again. And I'm not talking about being no step and fetch a Negro or nothing like that. I'm just telling you that we have to make sure that we do not be lazy or lackadaisical when we come to doing anything that has to do with education, business, or in the workforce when it comes to our personalities too. Because We have to do that. Unfortunately, it's like that in this country. So instead of us crying and whining about it, let's just fix it and we move forward. So anyway, back to the patent. In order to get credit for an invention that you made, you have to have a patent for it, okay? But as you know, in our community, like I said before, when it comes to African Americans, we always got to deal with some extra BS, and they always are trying not to give us credit for the things that we have invented. So let's go back in the past, in history, and learn this history that has not been documented when it comes to our black inventors.
Hello, I'm Glenn Turman. African Americans have long been acknowledged for their creativity and genius in theater, dance, music, art, and literature. But there's another kind of creative contribution African Americans have made, and that's the art of invention. From the moment you turn a doorknob, flick an on-off switch, start your engine, stop for a traffic light, take an elevator, watch a missile launch, or talk on your cellular phone, you've come into contact with an invention or innovation created by an African American. Since records of inventors' race weren't kept when the U.S. Patent Office was established in 1790, we may never know exactly how many patents were issued to African Americans. Now, probably the person most responsible for gathering information on early black inventors was Henry E. Baker. An assistant U.S. patent officer and graduate of Harvard Law School, Baker dedicated his life to uncovering and publicizing the contributions of black inventors. Under the auspices of the U.S. Patent Office, Baker sent out letters to lawyers throughout the country asking them to identify any black inventors they may have filed patent papers for. In 1913, patent lawyer B.J. Nolan of Chattanooga, Tennessee wrote, "I never knew a Negro to even suggest an idea, much less try to patent one, and I've dealt with them Negroes all my life." Baker didn't let letters like that discourage him. By the time of his death, his work produced 4 massive volumes and uncovered some remarkable inventions patented by black men and women.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abbott. You listen to Move Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. You got to give much thanks to Mr. Henry E. Baker. See what he's up against? Yeah, he's dealing with that ignorance. Talking about, I deal with niggers all the time, and I never know no nigger that can come up with a patent or an idea for a patent. Crazy, man. See what I'm talking about? But the crazy part about it, it's still around today. But that's why we have to ignore the ignorance and move forward. The patent office. You know, like he said in that clip, you know, the patent office really wasn't created in the United States in 1790, right? But they didn't, back in the day, put down the race of the people who did the inventions that got the patent. So there's really a lot of unknown records of what was invented by African Americans in this country. So anyone out there, if you have an idea, a great idea, and you want to patent the idea so you can protect it, what's the first thing you need to do, one thing you have to do, is go to the U.S. Patent Office. You can go to their website and get all the information you want. It's pretty much, the web address is uspto.gov. That's uspto.gov, because you could probably be the person to come up with that great next, you know, great invention. It's so funny, I got an invention right now. And I could be, I'm guilty. I use this particular tool that I use when I go out on job sites that I invented myself. And so many people come to me and go, "Oh my God, that is such a great idea. You should patent that and make millions of dollars." And you know what holds me back, people? I'm like everybody else. I need to get educated on the person. I don't know much about patenting something, but I do have the skill to create great concepts and great ideas or great devices. But this one particular tool that I have invented, I'm thinking about moving forward on actually patenting this device, because there's so many people told me that I should do that. So if you're that person out there, I hope tonight's show will spark you to move forward to, you know, try to bring your invention to the masses. But your first step, you need to go to this website, uspto.gov, learn all you can on patenting something. But also, you got to give much respect and thanks to Mr. Henry E. Baker, because if it wasn't for Henry E. Baker, still be out here inventing things and getting ripped off and robbed from our inventions, just like they used to do to slaves. Yes, that's right. Slaves actually used to invent products and services while they were in slavery. So I'm going to take a break. When I get back, we are actually going to talk about the inventions that slaves or descendants of slaves or ex-slaves did create. That's right. Even though they were slaves, it doesn't make you, it doesn't mean that they weren't thinkers. And that's why I hate the way that they teach black history in this country. And that's the reason why we are trying to teach you guys. No, we're not trying. That is the reason why we are teaching you guys and sharing with our community the real black history in the United States. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'll be back in a second, and this is Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
I like to introduce myself. My name is.
Didn't run away, I think her. Fade away like I erased her. Ball her heart up like a paper. I'll be acting like I'm too happy now. Thinking I can have a million girls and still get her. I must be crazy. On the phone saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another. Hoping I'll stay undiscovered, like I'm undercover, brother. I'll be acting like I just met her. Take it how I used to kick my game when it's that her. Well, I must be crazy. Now I can't forget her. Up all night drinking, but I don't feel better. And now I'm done. Be with the fact that I did you wrong forever. Be with the fact that I'll be wrong. Forever, you with the facts that did you wrong forever. You with the facts that could love you better. Yeah, someone's out here living reckless. The girls in order like a checklist. Kept a cute enough for breakfast, but none lived up to her complexion. My appetite was so insatiable. By questions and answers, got my studies taking chances, but the teens in the ambulance kept on coming back like cancer.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881. Or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. Today, live broadcast, February 16, 2014. I'm broadcasting live from, what's the name of the show again? Spring? What is it? Somerset, Kentucky. Never been here before. I know I'm south of Lexington, Kentucky. We're talking about the black inventor, the African-American inventors. So I'm taking you guys on a history trip right now because there's a lot of us out there who didn't know that a lot of things that we use today, we did not know that it was actually invented by African-Americans. But let's talk about slavery for a second. So they want us to, you know, pretty much just say that our history just pretty much is slavery, and then the Civil Rights Movement with Dr. Martin Luther King, they jump over almost 200 years worth of history of things that we did way before any of those other things came to fruition, okay? There's a whole lot of things while those racist people, you know, fighting against us with Jim Crow laws and everything, they was actually using inventions that was invented by African-Americans. And actually, some of those African-Americans were ex-slaves because tonight's All-Star game is played in New Orleans. And all weekend long, they've been showing clips in New Orleans, and they show those riverboats. You know what a riverboat is. You know those boats that they, you know, sail up and down the Mississippi River. How'd you feel about telling you that big propeller on the back of those riverboats was invented by an ex-slave? Exactly. Okay. What if I tell you that, you know, that white sugar and white crystal sugar, when you take it and put it in your tea, on your cereal, in your baking goods, you know, that white crystal sugar that's used for everything. How would you feel if I told you that was an African-American who made the invention on how to get sugar more safely, faster, and more efficiently? Well, if you didn't know, you're about to find out.
James Fortin of Philadelphia loved the sea. One of the original abolitionist leaders, Fortin invented a device around 1800 that aided in the control of sails on ships. He amassed a fortune, built his own sail factory, and worked on the Underground Railroad helping slaves to escape. There's an African proverb that says, as the wound inflames the finger, so thought inflames the mind. And despite their circumstances, slaves created a number of inventions before the Civil War. Until they were considered citizens, however, African-American inventors were ignored, prohibited from securing patents, or slave owners took credit for their discoveries. Such was almost the case of Benjamin Montgomery of Virginia, who invented a propeller specifically designed for river steamboats. Montgomery was owned by Joseph Davis, brother of Jefferson Davis, the future president of the Confederacy. Now, when the brothers tried to patent Montgomery's propeller, Attorney General Jeremiah S. Black enacted a decision in 1858 that prohibited owners from doing so. So as a result, any slave invention during the next 12 years went undocumented. Before the Civil War, a free black man named Norbert Rillot from New Orleans revolutionized the sugar industry in a bittersweet story. Born on a plantation and educated as an engineer in Paris, Rillot gave the world its biggest economic sugar fix. Making sugar by the slow, dangerous kettle method inspired Rillot to find a better way. And on August 26, 1843, he received his first patent for his sugar refining process, or the multiple effect vacuum evaporator, which turns sugar juice into a fine grade of white sugar crystals. Rillot became a wealthy and influential man in New Orleans, but was still subjected to oppressive race laws. When he was told he'd have to carry a pass to move about the city, Rillot decided to leave America forever and return to France. France's gain was surely America's loss.
Carry a pass? Ninja, please. That's what Mr. Norbert Rillot told the United States and New Orleans. This man was a millionaire. This man created, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why anybody out there right now who's at home crying to blue something about what you can't accomplish in this world,
I just gave you guys a story of two inventors. One was an ex-slave. One was an ex-slave, and his invention is something that's still used today. Today. No, both of them, both their inventions are still, well, actually, all three of them inventions are still used today. The sail on the sailboat, the device for the sailboats, okay. The propeller on the back of the riverboat, still used today. And everybody and their mama eat sugar. But Mr. Norbit, he was like, yo, I'm out. I'm going to Paris. You know what I'm saying? So, LeBron just dunked 2-0. It's already on. Sorry, guys. That was a little side note. But right now, you're moving your people forward. Talking about the bitches. But I want to, my lesson I'm trying to teach tonight is to show that we can overcome anything. So in 2014, if you are somewhere in this country right now talking about how you can't accomplish anything, I don't accept that because these are examples. And think about it. These people hit the world against them. They hit the whole country against them with the law. You know what I'm saying? These African-Americans hit the whole country against them, and they still pushed and moved forward. So I'm not giving you that old BS line that our president gave us. I took off your bedroom slippers. I hate that till today. I love our president. But when he said, took off your bedroom slippers, I was like, why are you talking to us like that? Don't talk to us, Mr. President, like that. Come on now. But what I'm telling you, your man, Dwayne Dameron, at the hero, YazzaRadio.com, I'm telling you like this. There's no room for excuses. Get up. Can do it. And them other two brothers can do it back in the day in slavery? Give me a reason why you can't do it today in 2014. This is your man, Dwayne Dameron, at the, I'm taking a break. When I get back, we're going to continue on with our history lesson of African-American inventors. Because if it wasn't for them, half the things that we have in today's world would not be possible without these African-American inventors.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, my people? This your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YISERRadio.com. All NBA All-Star Weekend. LeBron just got another nasty dunk. It's a steal. They're going down. It's a pass. Melo, it's a layup. Okay, anyway, tonight we're talking about the real history. We're talking about the input of the African-American inventor. I've told, you know what's so crazy? When I was working on this show this week, I have to be honest with you, I call myself being pretty informed, you know. I do my history, I do my background studies, I read my books and everything, but there's a lot of these inventions that I did not know that was invented by African Americans. And I'm mad about that. I'm really pissed off about that because there's no way in hell any African American in this country not know our history and heritage. Like our new statement, like I said when I first started the show, I am an important person by heritage. That's a sad fact. There's a lot of us in this country that really don't know our heritage. Much sugar as we eat, we didn't know that an African-American had part of the crystallization of sugar. You know what I'm saying? As much trips and money that we spend on the river boats, going to the river gamma boats, that we didn't know that the African-American made the propeller that, you know, pushes the river boats down the river. This is what I'm talking about. This is why it is very, very important that we preserve our heritage so we can tell our children, so our children can teach their children. And it keeps going on and on and on. It's not too late for us to build up our heritage and our history. We just have to take it serious. When you think about it, you think of all the other cultures around the world, or you think of just all the other cultures here in the United States. Do you realize that all of them take pride in their heritage and their history, except for us? Mostly we don't. It's like the history that most of our community study or talk about is just the stuff that's regurgitated to us by what the white community tells us is important to talk about or is important to teach, the little crap that they teach us in our public schools. And once again, I don't take nothing from any of our leaders, but they only teach Martin Luther King. That's almost like having to think about it. That's almost like sit down at the dinner table for dinner, right? And instead of having a four-course meal, they just give us the appetizer. They just give us the appetizer. You know what I'm saying? They don't give us a full meal. They don't talk about Mr. Norbert Malone. They don't talk about Madam C.J. Walker. You know what I'm saying? They don't give us a full meal. But you know what? It's not their fault. It's our fault. It's our fault that we don't get the full meal. That's why I'm going to do my part to put this information out and to move forward with this knowledge and information. Because at this point, there's no more excuses, because guess what? There is a resource called YISER.com. That's YIZZOR. And YISERRadio.com, information that's needed to move our community forward. Okay. Back to the African-American inventors. Like, you know, it's always a law.
it's always a law for us to overcome. You know, like the law of the day now that all of us are talking about is the what's the law that comes going on killing everybody? I could care less about the law that I can't even remember the name of the law. What's the law that they trying to get appealed? I done lost my mind. The one where they can shoot and kill you and don't ask no questions or whatever about it. That law. Like I told you guys, the way that we get that law appealed is we start using the law against them. When the law start getting used against them, that's when they change the law. It's like in 1870 when they lifted the patent law for African-Americans to keep African-American inventors from getting their patents registered with the United States Patent Office. 1870. But after 1870, it was good for the ladies out there. So all my sisters out there, who's, I hope I said the name of this shoe right, the red bottom shoes by your boy Christian Louboutin or whatever his name is, you know, the red bottoms. And all my homies out there who love their sneakers, the sneakerheads, the new Jordans and all that stuff, did you guys know you wouldn't have your red bottom shoes, you wouldn't have your new Jordans, your new kicks, as we call them in the hip-hop community, without, guess what, an African-American. Yes, an African-American actually invented the machine that actually took the manufacture and the production of shoes from being a shoe being handmade to a machine that sold the shoes to the top of the shoe to the sole of the shoe so they can mass-produce shoes. That's right, an African-American. So, let me play this clip. Today, fashion was changed by African-American.
Industrial growth in America was tremendous, and both black and white inventors were responsible. By 1870, the patent restraints for blacks had been lifted and signaled an explosion of inventions to come. One of those inventions was from Jan Metzeliger, a black immigrant from New Guinea who settled in Lynn, Massachusetts, the center of the shoemaking industry. Now, his invention revolutionized the shoe manufacturing industry and created thousands of jobs. Prior to Metzeliger's invention, connecting the leather uppers to the soles of the shoes was done by hand, a process called lasting. He wanted to make shoes affordable for everyone, and after working secretly at night for 10 years, Metzeliger created a lasting machine that could turn out a complete shoe. His drawings, however, were so complex, the U.S. Patent Office couldn't believe the machine worked, so an official was sent to inspect it. And on March 20th, 1883, Jan Metzeliger was issued his first patent. Metzeliger tried unsuccessfully to market his invention himself and sold the rights to his invention for stock in a new company. He took to performing in plays, but died a forgotten inventor before he reaped any financial rewards. Metzeliger's recognition finally came a century later when a postage stamp commemorated his name and a bridge in his honor was dedicated in his hometown of Lynn, Massachusetts.
100 years. That's pathetic. This man invented the machine for mass production of shoes. They didn't support him because he was black. He died broke. Then it took them 100 years. Really? 100 years to give him credit? You know how fast they give each other credit for stuff that they don't invent? You know how fast they give each other credit for stuff they have stolen? But this is my thing. I get it. You know, a lot of these, you know, history lessons have been buried. But the part I don't get, I want to know at what point in our community where this story died, because I'm sure when he was making this shoe, he had his African-American family around him. I'm sure when he was making this machine for shoes, he had African-American friends.
I know when he made this machine, he had African-American co-workers probably. Why didn't that story go on through the decades? Why didn't that story go through the centuries? So we all know this. Peyton here. The picture that I'm painting here is we have to take value in our heritage. But thank God this story's not dead. I'm going to tell you why the story's not dead. Because I just told you guys the story tonight. So guess what? We just gave the story CPR. So now, everybody out there who's trying to wear their red bottom shoes, you're wearing your new Jordans, give much respect to the African-American who created the machine in order for those shoes to be made. Three. Okay. Oh, that law, stand your ground law. I knew it would come to me. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. Listen to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. All these adventures, man. The shoes. The propeller on the riverboat. I mean, my God, the sugar. It's just all these different inventions. And we still, we haven't even made it to the 19th century yet. We're talking about doing this stuff that's happening during slavery and right after slavery, during the Civil War and a little bit after the Civil War. And that's why, because like even with me, I go through rough times like everybody else, but I got to get up and push myself and motivate myself because there's no excuse. If I got my old brothers and sisters out there who was ex-slaves or who were slaves and they still was creative and they still move forward, I have no excuse. And guess what? You don't either.
Look at you now. Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you? Hey, do you have anything on you?
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hand. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up, my people? This is Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YISERL.com. I got to give a shout-out to our sponsor, DamselInDistress.com. I'm telling you, if you need anything done around the house or business, definitely check out DamselInDistress.com, my sponsor. They get it in. They get the job done. I got to say it. Okay. We're going to talk about the African-American adventure tonight. And we got to give credit to these people because I'm going to tell you, have you ever sat around and you watch TV, like, you know, at night when they had those little infomercials with the 1999, with a low price of 1999. If you order now, you'll get two for the same price of 1999. Anyway, but have you ever looked at something like, oh, my God, that is so simple. Why did I think of that? Why did I think of that? And I'm going to tell you why you didn't think of it. Because I challenge with this, too. The reason why you didn't think of it is because we make things easy too difficult. When you try to invent something, you sit there and you try to force yourself to come with a great idea. But when you came up with that great idea, you paid it no attention. I mean, there was years. I'm going to give you an invention, something that came out years ago, the chip clip. The chip clip. That is nothing but a glorified clothespin. I can remember my mother used to take those old wooden chip clothespins and use those to close up things that was in the bag, like potato chips or crackers or, hell, even sometimes bread. And then somebody came up with the chip clip. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to inventions. Sometimes the simplest and easiest thing to do is somebody's going to come up with it. Trust and believe there's no idea out there in the world that someone has not thought of. The key to it is being that first person to claim that idea, product, and register with the patent office. That's how the game is played. So any of you out there talking about, oh, such and such stole my idea, there's no such thing as somebody stealing your idea. That person just moved forward and took the initiative and created their product. So that's the lesson when inventing something. Sometimes it's very simple. Sometimes we overthink things and make them too difficult to come up with an invention. Okay, so we're going to move forward because this guy I'm about to tell you about right now, this guy was the real deal. This guy right now that I'm about to tell you about, he was the real McCoy. I know you guys have heard that phrase before, the real McCoy. Well, the real McCoy actually was an African-American inventor by the name of Elijah J. McCoy. He was a beast. He was a beast. So that's where the whole phrase, the real McCoy, comes from, because his products that he made, they were so ahead of their time. They were so innovative that people, when they went to go buy products, they want to ask this question: is that the real McCoy? So let's listen to this clip real fast right now. We're going to get tongue-tied. Let's listen to this clip about Elijah McCoy.
With the introduction of Henry Ford's Model T, cars began to move horses aside, and America shifted full speed ahead. Between 1871 and 1900, more than 300 patents were awarded for inventions and innovations by blacks. Inventors have become a part of American folklore as well. If you've ever heard the phrase, the real McCoy, you know what I mean. The phrase was coined for a master inventor, Elijah McCoy, who ultimately patented over 60 lubricating systems, including an air brake system for railroads. In the late 1870s, most machines, including trains, had to be stopped every time they needed oil. The oilman would walked the length of the train and oiled all the moving parts. McCoy devised a method for oiling machinery as it was running. And on June 23, 1872, he received a patent for the lubricating cup. McCoy believed in producing quality work. As a result, his lubricating system was used on locomotives, machinery in factories, and on engines of transatlantic steamships around the world.
McCoy's system was so effective that buyers of new machinery would ask the sellers, "Does the equipment have the real McCoy?" If it didn't, they wouldn't buy it. So if you want the genuine article, the real thing, just ask for the real McCoy.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Move Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. Elijah McCoy. Trains. So, if you riding on Amtrak, any subway train, the L in Chicago, give thanks to Mr. Elijah McCoy, the real McCoy. All right, now check this out. I'm about to tell you guys 10 inventions that were made by African Americans that you probably didn't know. A few of them I didn't know. I was like, wow, really? I mean, I don't know everything, so let me not even sound like that. There's a lot of them I didn't know. For example, the folding cabinet bed by Sarah Goody. She became the first black woman to receive a U.S. patent. Where she had in our history books? Where she had in our classrooms? Where she had in our churches? Where is she? Buried. Buried with the rest of our history. This is the cutout part of our history. Let's move forward. The folding cabinet bed, 1885. Sarah Goody, the first African-American woman to have a U.S. patent. Check this one out. I didn't know this one. Potato chips. Potato chips. George Crumb is the inventor of the potato chip in 1853. An African-American chef. Multiplex telegraph by Granville T. Woods. Now, I already talked about this one. Shoe lasting machine, of course. You know, African-American. Automatic oil cup. I just told you about that. The real McCoy. The carbon light bulb filament. That's old school. Light bulbs back in the day. You know how a light bulb burns out? You know that filament that's inside the old school light bulbs to make a light bulb work? African-American brother. Not Thomas Edison. No, his name was Louis Latimer. Okay, once again, not Thomas Edison. Louis Latimer, African-American. Of course, you already know about Miss C.J. Madam Walker. Check this out. You know Madam C.J. Walker was the first woman millionaire in the country? Well, let me rephrase that. Like my favorite words, she was the first self-made millionaire in this country. And she ran a business out of my hometown, Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes, C.J. Walker was the first female of any race, millionaire. We know about the blood banks. You know when you go donate blood every year, the blood banks? Yeah, thanks to African-American Charles Richard Drew. He's the doctor who learned how to retract plasma from blood. The protective mailbox. See, I didn't know this one. Invented by African-American. Philip B. Downey. Yes. The big mailboxes. The gas mask. Garrett Morgan. See what I'm talking about? That's 10. Those are 10 products that are used on a daily basis around the world. You see what I'm saying? African-American inventors. Oh, I'm going to tell you one side note. All-Star game. The score right now is 44-46. And they only started the second quarter. There is no defense being played. They must finally go break 150 points. Anyway, but I just want to paint the picture for you guys to let you guys know that everything that's around us right now, a lot of it has to do with African-American adventures. But no, they just want to give us little small, little tidbits. They only want to show us struggling. They don't want to show us as thinkers. We are thinkers. We are innovators. We are inventors. Stand up and say, I am an important person by heritage. Okay? Now, this is my realm. I specialize in, I used to be an electrician. I'm a phone guy. This is my technology that I make a living off of. And all of this I could do is because of two African-American brothers. Yes, when it comes to your telephone, not the cell phone, that was also a brother, but we're talking about old technology because we're taking this history lesson right now. We're taking this trip through history. African-American brothers was part of the invention of, I just told you guys, the light bulb and also the designs for the use of a telephone. Now let's take a look at how we control the electrical industry in this country.
Just as today's technological revolution celebrates the super information highway, the second half of the 19th century centered around its new age power, electricity. In every school book, the name of Thomas Edison and Alexander Bell are imprinted in our minds, but recognition for their distinguished African-American colleagues, Granville T. Woods and Lewis Latimer, is long overdue. Lewis Latimer was a self-made man who became a pioneer in the development of electricity. He drafted the original plans for Alexander Bell's telephone and made significant contributions to the success of both Thomas Edison and Hiram Maxim, Edison's competitor. While employed with Maxim, Latimer perfected Edison's light bulb by making improvements in the incandescent electric lamp in 1882. He then supervised the installation of electric lighting systems in major cities around the world. Known as the Black Edison, Granville T. Woods was an electromechanical genius. Like Edison, Woods was years ahead of his time and founded his own company to research, manufacture, and market his electrical inventions. His versatility resulted in 65 patents relating to electricity, from electric railway cars to an incubator for hatching chicken eggs. When the first subway rail pulled into Grand Central Station, Granville Woods had made his mark. 1901, he was issued a patent for the third rail system, still used in subways today around the world. Concerned about the number of train collisions, Woods developed a railway telegraphy system, which improved train safety by letting the train engineer know how close his train was to others. And in 1899, he received a patent for an amusement apparatus. Woods' two-track ride, originally invented for indoors and outdoors, evolved into what we now know as the roller coaster. Woods' inventions caught the public's attention when he won two legal disputes against Edison. In fact, when Edison lost the second action, he asked Woods to come work for him. But Woods, whose patents were bought by General Electric, Bell Telephone, and Westinghouse, decided to remain on his own. By the turn of the century.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. I tell you guys all the time, sometimes you have to laugh to not cry. African-American, if it wasn't for African-American, Six Flags, Disneyland, Disney World, King's Island, King's Dominion, Cedars Point, I could name, go on and on and on and on and on. All of these amusement parks in the world and in the United States all should have a plaque on every roller coaster with Woods' face on it.
every subway station with the third rail, let me get my words together, to have a plaque on them with Granville T. Wood's face on it. Because if it wasn't for this African-American inventor, there would be no amusement parks. People go to amusement parks for what? The roller coaster. Okay? International cities like New York, Atlanta, Chicago. The innovation in transportation today was made by an African-American man in 1901, Granville T. Woods. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I work hard every single day to get the word out to my people. This is why I work hard every single day to show people that no matter what you're up against, you can be successful in anything you set your mind to. If you are in the DNA in your heritage to achieve and be anything you want in this world, not just a descendant of slavery. No more 12 years a slave. No more 100 years a slave. And I'm not saying don't forget about slavery, but I'm just talking about use this fuel to really overcome any obstacles that's in your world, that's in your life right now. There's nothing that can stop you but who? You. There's no law. There's nothing that can stop you but yourself. 1901, people. 1901. Granville T. Woods. Oh, I'm getting riled up. 27 minutes left. But I'm going to give you guys another example of how, I had to bring it up, racism bears its ugly head. If you had to think of sports, so tonight is a sports night, NBA All-Star Weekend. Can you think of a sport in this country that you would say that is the most racist sport or the most so-called exclusive sport in this country that a lot of us African-Americans do not participate in or even, spectators of? When somebody asked me that question, two sports that come to my head is what? Tennis and golf. It just is. I mean, in our communities, we're just not big on golf and tennis. I mean, we're playing, yes. Much shout out to the Williams sisters. Much shout out to Tiger Woods. You know, we play it, but technically, we really do not really support those two sports. But the one sport of golf has always had dark cloud over it when it comes to racism, especially like the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. You know, these private social clubs that usually African Americans were not allowed to play golf in, but he was good enough to be the caddy. Guess what? If it wasn't for an African American inventor by the name of George Grant, those fat, racist golf players will still be digging in the dirt, making little pals to tee off the golf ball. Did you guys know that the golf tee was invented by an African-American? He was a dentist. His name was George Grant. And now when you think about it, when you look at the golf tee, it looked like a tooth. It looks like a tooth. 1899. An African-American dentist by the name of George Grant invented the golf tee for the races in their sports club to play golf on. Yes. Did you know that? I didn't know that. How many golf commercials have you seen highlighting him making it? How many times have you seen Tiger Woods do a commercial and it could be like a flashback or paying respect to Mr. George Grant in the golf tee? You don't see it. You never hear about it. Trust me, I didn't even know about it. I don't play golf, but I didn't even know about it until I started doing my research for tonight's show. I'm taking a break. That's what I'm talking about. Let's move forward, people.
Polaris. Double M. get it. What he talking about? No, I've been aroma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide on the body until she get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, you were the same that last time. Girl, I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential? Between me and you.
We already did it.
Between me and you.
We already did it.
Remember when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you.
We already did it.
I was talking about you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, you are the same that last night.
Stay real with it, what they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out. Cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. So get it right, woo.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss pop just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it with me. Oh, you were the same that last night. I swear to God and I promise I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with me.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up, my people? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YIZERRadio.com, live broadcast February 16, 2014. I'm actually broadcasting from Somerset, Kentucky. Okay. We're talking about the African-American adventures. Have you guys ever sat in the middle of the night and had a craving? You wanted to eat a chocolate chip cookie.
guys ever heard of Famous Amos chocolate chip, Famous chocolate chip cookies? Did you know Famous Amos was an African American? Yes, that's right, my people. Famous Amos. Check this out. Quick little snippet on Famous Amos. In 1975, a friend suggested to Amos that he set up a store to sell his cookies. And in March of that year, which is 1975, the first Famous Amos cookie store opened in Los Angeles, California. He started the business with the help of a $25,000 loan from Marvin Gaye. Yes, Mr. Let's Get It On. Mr. Marvin Gaye and Helen Reddy. The new company began to expand, and eventually Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies could be found in supermarket shelves across the United States. So, yeah, we're not talking about Oreo cookies. We're talking about Famous Amos cookies. Check this out. I'm going to tell y'all something else about Famous Amos cookies that I found out. Famous Amos cookies actually used to be served on airplanes. You know, like how they serve pretzels on airplanes? There's actually a time where they actually served Famous Amos cookies on airplanes. Okay. Another African-American that probably did not know about, and that's Mr. Garrett A. Morgan. So all you ladies out there that want that that nice straight hair, well, you can thank Mr. Garrett A. Morgan. He was born in Paris, Kentucky. He was the inventor of the hair straightening. Yes, the hot comb. Believe it or not, well, him and Madison C.J. Walker, but Mr. Garrett was the inventor of the hair straightening system. Yes. Okay. Also, he had invented the stoplight. Talk about, do you guys see the picture that I'm painting here? We are so innovative. I could just run down name after name, like Alexander Miles, Alfred Crowe, Andrew Bird, Benjamin Banneker, Bessie Blunt, Dr. Daniel H. Williams. All these names. Show me any of these names in any history book in our schools. Show me any of these names of conversations, you know, in any white history lesson. Show me any of these names of a report that, you know, a child has done. Or guess what? Invented by African American, Lonnie Johnson. He actually lives in Atlanta, Georgia, too. Okay. Website. All you guys need to go to the checkout. The website is African-AmericanInventors.org. Once again, it's African-AmericanInventors.org. Learn your heritage, people. Stand up and say, I am an important person by heritage. Gain the knowledge and use this knowledge. Okay? We're going to move forward. I just gave you guys a big group of inventing, the role of invention. Okay? We also going to talk about some other products that you know, a lot of people don't talk about that we invented. Like I said, like the street light and other things. But right now, we're going to also talk about the ladies, the African-American ladies. Okay? Take a look. Listen to this clip. I'll be back in a second.
By the turn of the century, a surge of inventions was well underway. African-Americans received an estimated 1,000 patents by 1913. In nearly every field of industrial arts, machinery, transportation, agricultural, and electrical devices. Garrett Morgan was constantly thinking about the future. He'd say, if it's in a book, you can do it. If it's not, then use your imagination. And despite having only a sixth grade education, Morgan's inventions, the traffic signal and the gas mask, became two of the world's most significant safety-related devices. On July 25th, 1960, an explosion rocked the mining site. Three rescue teams died attempting to save the miners. But Garrett Morgan, wearing an invention he called a breathing apparatus, entered the toxic mine and pulled the surviving men to safety. Morgan's invention came to rescue again during World War I, when British and U.S. troops needed gas masks to fend off Germans' newest weapon, poison gas. Back in the States, city traffic was hazardous. Morgan witnessed a terrible accident and developed the first illuminated traffic signal, which alerted drivers to proceed with caution. Garrett Morgan received his patent on November 20, 1923, which he later sold to the General Electric Company for $40,000. His system was used until it was replaced with the automatic electric traffic lights we have today. Like inventors, African-American scientists have made phenomenal contributions as well. Grammy-winning composer Stevie Wonder even wrote a song about one of them. Dr. George Washington Carver, best known for his work with the peanut and his 300 or more derivative products, which include instant coffee, bleach, tan remover, metal polish, paper, ink, shaving cream, rubbing oil, linoleum, paint, and plastic. Carver was a man on a mission. A scientific genius, Carver felt a deep affinity for farmers and convinced them to grow diversified crops, such as peanuts, pecan, and sweet potatoes, in place of one crop, cotton, to re-nourish their soils. A deeply spiritual man, Carver also obtained fame as an artist. His varied interests led to his close friendship with Henry Ford, who shared his fascination with synthetic rubber. Carver's research as an agricultural chemist won him international acclaim. When Carver died in 1943 in Alabama, the governor and crowds of people came to honor him. The U.S. Postal Service issued a memorial stamp for the man who was dubbed the Savior of the South. Madam C.J. Walker became a millionaire as a result of her hair care products. And although she didn't patent any of her products, she was a pioneer entrepreneur and an inspiration to women around the world. In 1885, Sarah Good received her patent for a folding bed, a forerunner of today's sofa bed. Sarah Boone was issued a patent in 1892 for her improvement to the ironing board. Alice H. Parker wanted to warm each room in her building with centralized heating and received a patent for her improvement on the heating furnace in 1919. And Harriet Bradbury patented her torpedo discharger for submarines in 1943. Ellen Elgin, who patented a financially successful clothes wringer in the 1880s, sold her device to an agent for $18. Elgin's feelings mirrored a long-standing practice of black inventors, both men and women, who chose to sell their inventions to whites or white-controlled corporations for fear of their inventions losing value if their true identities were known.
The sellout. That's where the term, really, the sellout comes from. This is so crazy. A lot of these people that I talked about tonight and their inventions, a lot of them didn't make any money from their inventions. You know, like in the clip said, a lot of them sold their ideas off to white people or big companies that was owned by white people because they was afraid that their product wouldn't get, you know, get to be used properly if people knew, you know, it was made by a black person. That's why a lot of these products we didn't know about, because when they sold the stuff off, also the history of their product went away also. I'm going to give you a prime example of this. You guys ever heard of Jack Johnson, the first heavyweight champion of the world, black heavyweight champion of the world? Did you know that he's the one who invented the wrench? Yes, people. Jack Johnson, first heavyweight champion of the world, an African-American man, Jack Johnson, is the inventor of the wrench. It's just amazing, man. It's like I'm a loss for words. I'm a loss for words right now. Okay. African men and women, as you can see, we have put it down. We have created so many different products out there. Okay. 8 minutes left, so I have to play this last clip real quick. The modern inventor. Like I told you, Super Soaker was invented by African American. Okay,
cataracts. You know, you need your cataract operation surgery. Do you guys know a sister created the lasering tool to do cataract surgery? After tonight, there's no excuse. It's out there now. Check out today's modern inventors.
The contributions inventors and scientists have made is tremendous. As we look to the future, there are two African Americans who are continuing that creativity. Take the case of ophthalmologist Dr. Patricia Bath, who in 1988 received a patent for the laser phaco probe. Now, that's a device that removes cataracts. Dr. Bath holds the patents for her inventions in Japan, Canada, Europe, and the United States.
I was once referred a very difficult and challenging case of a blind woman. I spent many nights thinking and planning her surgery. And then, by divine inspiration, an idea occurred of a new way to remove cataracts using a fiber-guided laser. I realized that this technique was a great improvement in cataract surgery. I then conducted some research studies in Berlin, and it was at that point that I developed my first of many prototypes of the laser phaco probe. As a black woman surgeon, it's very difficult to overcome some of the stereotypic impressions of male colleagues. When I joined the faculty of UCLA in 1974, I was the first woman faculty member in the Department of Ophthalmology. I imagine my colleagues did not feel that I could be equally gifted and skilled. However, I now accept the challenge because it made me struggle to be the very best.
Engineer Lonnie Johnson strikes a chord of success in two very different worlds with his invention.
I've been an inventor all my life. As long as I can remember, I have been tinkering and making things work. So I decided to do a water gun of something simple that most people could appreciate and use the revenues from that invention as a stepping stone to allow me to do some of my more challenging ideas. The role of the inventor is like a barnstormer, the guy who comes in and shakes everything up and is able to take on the big boys.
From telephones to electric street lighting, from refrigerated trucks to automatic transmissions, and from artificial heart stimulators to space shuttle retrieval arms, African American inventors have triumphed over adverse conditions and continue to contribute to scientific and innovative discoveries that benefit the global community. We've met just a few of the men and women who are making it happen. We hope that you will visit your local library and continue the journey.
What's up, Shaman? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com. I got to close out tonight's show. So, moving forward, solutions. If you can dream, you can make that dream a reality. Don't let no one stop you from achieving your goal or your dream. There's no idea out there that's a stupid idea. There is no product out there that's a stupid product. If it wasn't for these trailblazers, if you want to learn more about these trailblazers, go to African-AmericanInventors.org and follow their footsteps that's already been laid for you. So don't be afraid to dream. And like I tell you guys, stand up and say, I am an important person. Grab onto your heritage. Learn your heritage. You might have that next great product out there. Don't be afraid to go for it. Okay? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm closing out tonight's show. Hopefully, Ms. Nicole will be back on Wednesday from the flu. If not, I will see you guys on Thursday. And remember, like I tell you guys all the time. Oh, yeah, also, before I log out, don't forget, go to Yizzor.com. That's Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. Check out our social network. Get all the updated news and everything. Then also, I will be posting information and some of these adventures on tomorrow's news on Yizzor.com. All right, good night, you guys. And remember what I tell you guys every week. Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace, and I'm out.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul?
Or your brother's the one that you're running from. But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's okay. Killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Dominoes, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since the second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes greening only means okay. One thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my...
This show is sponsored by DamselIndistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselIndistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to DamselIndistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.